Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we got a lot to get to on today's show. A lot to get to on today's show. Bryce Harper, the article heard, read around the world on Saturday, and what a couple of weeks this has been for the Bryce Harper saga. I mean, truly, what a couple of weeks this has been. This is one of the more bizarre stories I've seen. So for anyone who has missed it, end of the season happens. Dave Dombrowski has his end of season press conference and was asked about how the organization views Bryce Harper, the season he just had. And in response, basically said that Bryce Harper is a good, not great player. Actually compared him to other players like that, like Freddie Freeman in the sport. And Freddie Freeman, by the way, who walked off game three in the 18th inning late last night, or early this morning. That is who we're talking about here. Like that is who Dave Dombrowski compared Bryce Harper to. And people made a lot of that answer, like, wow, that was a brutally honest press conference. That was something of note. And we always ask for honesty out of our sports executives, sports figures, and Dave Dombrowski flat out gave honesty. So time moves on. Beforehand, there had been a little bit of just like outside, wow, wouldn't be surprised if he got traded. Ruben Amaro came on a couple days after the season ended, said he wouldn't be stunned if a big contract got moved. Devin Caney said that as well. And then Joel Sherman on his podcast basically just said, you know, I wouldn't be stunned if it happens, but not any sourcing. And then Bryce Harper gives quotes to a story from, you know, that Matt Gelb had on this past Saturday, and the most telling quote to me in the whole thing was, you know, basically, I Bryce Harper, Mr. Loyalty, I've done nothing for this organization but be loyal and try and deliver a championship and have no opt-outs, and now there's trade talk. I don't get it. I believe Bryce Harper looks ridiculous in this scenario. I think he looks totally insane in this scenario. The fact that he is trying to say that any of that trade talk is coming from the organization is absolutely insane. He is doing one of a few things here. Number one, he is either falling for the trap of outside noise about him potentially getting traded and thinking that's coming from the organization, or he is just so calculated, him and Scott Boras are so calculated, that they think that he's been upset about the contract this entire time, the fact that he didn't get the extension. And now he saw a PR opening. He saw a true opening that because it feels like the Phillies don't appreciate him as much as they used to, now he sees an opening to go, you know what? I don't need to... I can get disgusted with the organization too. Like, I don't know where this trade talk's coming from. I'm Mr. Philly. Give me the extension. And he asks it without asking it. Either way, Bryce Harper looks ridiculous and despicable in this case. It is so unbelievably tone deaf to still want the extension given everything that has happened. You can't have it both ways. You can't be Mr. No opt out, Mr. Give me 13 years. I want to spend the rest of my, you know, baseball career in Philadelphia on a 13-year, $330 million contract. You can't do that and then also be Mr. Well, I actually would like a contract extension at the end of it because I realize I undervalued myself at the time. After you've declined as a player, let's be clear that Dave Dombrowski was not wrong for anything he said. He was not wrong for anything he said. And I'm just extremely disappointed in Bryce, a guy who is usually a media savvy type of guy. Like he's a pretty calculated guy to either not get that this trade talk is not coming from the organization or to just stoop to such a low to make it seem like the trade talk's coming from the organization. I just thought it was insane. I thought it was absolutely insane. And Bryce Harper is acting like a total like brat and total baby and a total spoiled, like, give me my money or else type of player. And I've never thought the Phillies should give him the extension. Didn't think so 2 years ago. He has only declined as a player since. This is the type of stuff that you get away with when you're one of the best players in the sport. If Shohei Ohtani was doing this with the Dodgers, even though he's already making $700 million over 10 years and a lot of it's backlogged, whatever. Like, all right, you bend over to keep Shohei Ohtani. You bend over to keep Aaron Judge, right? You don't do this for Bryce Harper right now because he's been a good, not great player. Like, everyone knows who he is, but he's not that same guy anymore. He calls himself the showman. He wants to be thought of as a perennial MVP candidate, but he hasn't been that guy. And I'm not just talking about the postseason. Everyone wants to make this about, well, he came up small in the playoffs. It's not just that. He hasn't been the same guy for 2 years. He hasn't been the same guy really a year and a half, about 2 years. Like, he hasn't been on that type of level for a really, really long time. And he's either, again, this is insulting to the fan base because he thinks he just wants to stay on the good graces of everyone in PR, I guess, or like try and look good in from a PR standpoint, or he's just really, really dumb and hasn't done his research and really believes that the outside trade noise, WIP, Joel Sherman, wherever he's getting it from, that's coming from the organization in some way. It is totally insane to me how Bryce looks. Now, the only thing I will say that I think the organization could do better is I find it very, very interesting that they have not spoken to Bryce Harper since the season ended. And the only reason I can think of that, and Spike said this on the afternoon show on Monday, only reason you operate that way is because you think you're in the middle of a contract negotiation here and you don't want to be going around. If it was personal, you just go straight to Bryce Harper. If you're in the middle of a contract negotiation, you go to Scott Boras's office. Either way, if this is about the contract, which seems to be everyone's consensus, I think Bryce Harper looks like a baby. I think he looks ridiculous. I think he is, for a media savvy guy, is acting like he's not very media savvy right now. A guy who quote unquote gets it does not get it right now. I would not give him the extension. He is not worth it. And if that's what he needs to not be mopey, like, then he's a total grade A fraud anyway. And that is just not how the Phillies should do business at this point. I hope the Phillies continue to stand their ground. I believe they will. if you want to say Dombrowski shouldn't have said it, fine. But the fact that this is now about the contract is absolutely insane. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we got a lot to get to on today's show. A lot to get to on today's show. Bryce Harper, the article heard, read around the world on Saturday, and what a couple of weeks this has been for the Bryce Harper saga. I mean, truly, what a couple of weeks this has been. This is one of the more bizarre stories I've seen. So for anyone who has missed it, end of the season happens. Dave Dombrowski has his end of season press conference and was asked about how the organization views Bryce Harper, the season he just had. And in response, basically said that Bryce Harper is a good, not great player. Actually compared him to other players like that, like Freddie Freeman in the sport. And Freddie Freeman, by the way, who walked off game three in the 18th inning late last night or early this morning. That is who we're talking about here. Like that is who Dave Dombrowski compared Bryce Harper to. And people made a lot of that answer, like, wow, that was a brutally honest press conference. That was something of note. And we always ask for honesty out of our sports executives, sports figures, and Dave Dombrowski flat out gave honesty. So time moves on. Beforehand, there had been a little bit of just like outside, wow, wouldn't be surprised if he got traded. Ruben Amaro came on a couple days after the season ended, said he wouldn't be stunned if a big contract got moved. Devin Caney said that as well. And then Joel Sherman on his podcast basically just said, you know, I wouldn't be stunned if it happens, but not any sourcing. And then Bryce Harper gives quotes to a story from, you know, that Matt Gelb had on this past Saturday. And the most telling quote to me in the whole thing was, you know, basically, I Bryce Harper, Mr. Loyalty, I've done nothing for this organization but be loyal and try and deliver a championship and have no opt-outs. And now there's trade talk. I don't get it. I believe Bryce Harper looks ridiculous in this scenario. I think he looks totally insane in this scenario. The fact that he is trying to say that any of that trade talk is coming from the organization is absolutely insane. He is doing one of a few things here. Number one, he is either falling for the trap of outside noise about him potentially getting traded and thinking that's coming from the organization, or he is just so calculated, him and Scott Boras are so calculated, that they think that he's been upset about the contract this entire time, the fact that he didn't get the extension, and now he saw a PR opening. He saw a true opening that because it feels like the Phillies don't appreciate him as much as they used to, now he sees an opening to go, you know what? I don't need to. I can get disgusted with the organization too. Like, I don't know where this trade talk's coming from. I'm Mr. Philly. Give me the extension. And he asks it without asking it. Either way, Bryce Harper looks ridiculous and despicable in this case. It is so unbelievably tone deaf to still want the extension given everything that has happened. You can't have it both ways. You can't be Mr. No opt out, Mr. Give me 13 years. I want to spend the rest of my, you know, baseball career in Philadelphia on a 13-year, $330 million contract. You can't do that and then also be Mr. Well, I actually would like a contract extension at the end of it because I realized I undervalued myself at the time. After you've declined as a player, let's be clear that Dave Dombrowski was not wrong for anything he said. He was not wrong for anything he said. And I'm just extremely disappointed in Bryce, a guy who is usually a media savvy type of guy. Like he's a pretty calculated guy to either not get that this trade talk is not coming from the organization or to just stoop to such a low to make it seem like the trade talk's coming from the organization. I just thought it was insane. I thought it was absolutely insane. And Bryce Harper is acting like a total like brat and total baby and a total spoiled, like, give me my money or else type of player. And I've never thought the Phillies should give him the extension. Didn't think so 2 years ago. He has only declined as a player since. This is the type of stuff that you get away with when you're one of the best players in the sport. If Shohei Ohtani was doing this with the Dodgers, even though he's already making $700 million over 10 years and it's a lot of it's backlogged, whatever. Like, all right, you bend over to keep Shohei Ohtani. You bend over to keep Aaron Judge, right? You don't do this for Bryce Harper right now because he's been a good, not great player. Like, everyone knows who he is, but he's not that same guy anymore. He calls himself the showman. He wants to be thought of as a perennial MVP candidate, but he hasn't been that guy. And I'm not just talking about the postseason. Everyone wants to make this about, well, he came up small in the playoffs. It's not just that. He hasn't been the same guy for 2 years. He hasn't been the same guy really a year and a half, about 2 years. Like, he hasn't been on that type of level for a really, really long time. And he's either, again, this is insulting to the fan base because he thinks he just wants to stay on the good graces of everyone in PR, I guess, or like try and look good in from a PR standpoint, or he's just really, really dumb and hasn't done his research and really believes that the outside trade noise, WIP, Joel Sherman, wherever he's getting it from, that's coming from the organization in some way. It is totally insane to me how Bryce looks. Now, the only thing I will say that I think the organization could do better is I find it very, very interesting that they have not spoken to Bryce Harper since the season ended. And the only reason I can think of that, and Spike said this on the afternoon show on Monday, only reason you operate that way is because you think you're in the middle of a contract negotiation here and you don't want to be going around. If it was personal, you just go straight to Bryce Harper. If you're in the middle of a contract negotiation, you go to Scott Boras's office. Either way, if this is about the contract, which seems to be everyone's consensus, I think Bryce Harper looks like a baby. I think he looks ridiculous. I think he is, for a media savvy guy, is acting like he's not very media savvy right now. A guy who quote unquote gets it does not get it right now. I would not give him the extension. He is not worth it. And if that's what he needs to not be mopey, like, then he's a total grade A fraud anyway. And that is just not how the Phillies should do business at this point. I hope the Phillies continue to stand their ground. I believe they will. If you want to say Dombrowski shouldn't have said it, fine. But the fact that this is now about the contract is absolutely insane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.